Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And today is December 30th, and it is a Friday, and we are rounding out the end of the year here, and it's almost Christmas. So I hope everybody's having a great December and a great holiday season. And I hope everybody is prepared because it sure is busy out there. And remember, it's also a great time to be buying homes. There's not a lot of extra activity in December, and it does tend to be that the buyers that are out there right now are pretty serious because they're looking in the December and Christmas holiday. So there is some urgency for the buyers out there. So it is a good time to be shopping. You might have a little bit less competition if you're shopping for a new home. So just keep that in mind. Don't go dormant on us over the holiday season. So again, my name is Julie Cayley, and I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. And I'm sure that you saw from our advertising and broadcast info that our topic today is important updates when buying and selling HUD homes. So there's been a lot of recent changes that are happening with HUD homes and how they're handling things. So that is the purpose of today's broadcast. We did a similar broadcast last month, but a couple of things have changed again, and there are some new things that have come up. So even if you did listen in last month, it is great that you're here today as well. And again, I really appreciate it. So before we get started today, I just want to remind everybody where they can find me. Again, my name is Julie Cayley, and I'm the broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And you can find us online at www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And I've mentioned before, we've been in the process of updating our website for a few months now, and we did have a little bit of a delay, but we're back on track with that. We're really hoping to have our new website up and running by the end of the year, first week of January. So it's going to have a new look, but a lot of the same great information. So please be sure that you visit that. And, of course, our old one will still be up, so there will be no outage in our website. So, again, that's www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And you can reach us at 209-385-1200. And we're located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced. And I am a local listing broker with BLB Resources here in the sort of greater Merced area. And their website is B as in boy, L as in Larry, B as in boy, resources.com. And just as you would imagine, they have a lot of great resources that can help agents and buyers in the HUD home process and a lot of great information. And then the final link that I always like to share with you guys is probably the most important one, the HUDHomeStore.com link. It's www.HUDHomeStore.com. And that has all of the HUD homes that are listed across the United States. So you can log on to that website or just visit that website and search for HUD homes everywhere, including in our area. Now, all of my listings are also listed on the local MLS as well. So lots of great areas where you can find information about HUD homes. So I'd just like to go over that with you and remind you of all those things as we're getting started here. So right now, our inventory is a little low on the HUD homes, but, you know, it goes and comes as real estate does. So please keep HUD homes in mind if you're thinking about buying a home or if you have clients that are in the market to buy. So a few things that have changed with HUD homes over the last few months and are really going to make a big difference in the way that HUD homes are sold. They're minor changes, but they are really going to have a really big impact. So the first one is the exclusive time period. So if a property is insurable, meaning that it can go FHA 203B without any minimum property repairs, or insurable with an escrow holdback, so meaning that it can go FHA 203B minimum property repairs up to $5,000, then in the past, the exclusive owner-occupant period has been 30 days. Well, now it has been lowered since December 2nd. It has been shrunk down to 15 days. And so that does mean that owner-occupants still sort of get the first look. They have the first, exclusive period to submit their offers. It's just that they're opening it up to all bidders after 15 days instead of 30 days. So if you do have any investors that are eyeing a HUD home, that's going to make a big difference for you. They can make an offer on it after 15 days if there's no acceptable owner-occupant offers, as opposed to the 30 days. Now, the uninsurable properties are going to remain the same with the 5-day waiting period. So this is for the insurable and the insurable with escrow holdback, which is the IN and the IE status. So that's really good news for investors and agents working with investors. So please keep that in mind. Now, if you're ever unsure about what the time periods are, remember, if it's one of my listings, or even if it's not, you can always give me a call, and I'm happy to look into it for you or look it up for you on HUD Home Store. And if it is not one of my properties, again, like I just said, I'm happy to look it up for you, but you can also visit HUDHomeStore.com, find the property. So, for example, I'm going to log on right now and put in Merced County. Okay, so I'm going to go on there, and there's a couple properties on there. I'm going to click on the first one, and this one happens to be open to all bidders. So what you're going to look for is where it states the bid period ends. So eligible bidders. So I'm clicked on the next one. So it says eligible bidders, and then on the right-hand side under listing information, if you scroll down about three lines actually to be exact, it will say period deadline 12/21. Okay, so that means after 12/21, if there's no owner-occupied accepted bids, then it's going to get opened to all bidders. Okay, so then that period is going to be over. The exclusive period is going to be over, and it's going to be open to all bidders. And the way you look under the case number, under eligible bidders, it will say all bidders. And if it's not open to all bidders, it will say owner, occupant, nonprofit, and government agency. And it will tell you whether it's in the exclusive listing period or the extended listing period. So that's a huge, a minor detail that's going to make a huge difference for investors buying HUD homes. Okay, so I just wanted to really bring that to your attention because it is it's happening right now. So if you've got any investors, be checking HUDHomeStore.com on a daily basis, please, for the properties that you're looking for. All right, so the next big change is something that we've talked about quite a bit, and this has been in effect ever since September, the end of September, and that's the Buyer Select Title Company Program. And basically what that means is that the buyer can pick their own title company and actually is required to pick their own title company. And if they would like the seller to contribute any closing costs, then that needs to be negotiated with their original offer because HUD will no longer automatically pay the standard closing costs. So please be sure that your clients understand that and have the budget for that. So that is the second big change. It's called the Buyer Select Title Company Program. And it's been in effect for a couple of months now, and I have to tell you, it's running really, really smoothly, and we're having excellent, excellent feedback about it. Files are closing very smoothly, and they are closing very quickly, probably a little bit quicker than we had seen in the past. So it's actually really, really excellent news from that point of view. Okay? So that is the second big change. The third big change that is something that has been in effect for a couple of months now as well, and I don't know that we've talked about it too much before in the past, but HUD is no longer keeping offers as backup offers. So in the past, when you would submit an offer, you would check the box whether you wanted your bid to be held as a backup offer on that property or not. And oftentimes what would happen is a file fell out of escrow, then HUD or BOB Resources will go down the list and pick the next highest buyer. Well, the problem is what we found is sometimes if a transaction fell out of escrow 30 to 45 days after the initial bid period, those buyers that had wanted to be backup buyers, you know, through no fault of their own, had moved on. You know, they either rented a property or they bought another property or they were in an escrow on another property or, you know, maybe they just didn't like that house anymore or they just really were no longer in the market to be buying a home and that home in particular for whatever reason. So then we would have to cancel that transaction and go to the next one. And it was really time consuming. So to shorten up that time period of getting it to the next buyer who really is interested, HUD is just now going to be relisting the properties when they fall out of escrow. Now, HUD is going to reserve the right to contact a backup offer if they so feel it's in their best interest, but in general, no longer backup bids. So that's going to supersede what you're going to see on the contract where it asks you to hold the property as a backup offer. So they're no longer going to be going down the line through the backup offer. So please let your clients know that, because if you see it fall out of escrow, you know, or if your client sees it back on the market, you need to get your offer back in ASAP. Because remember, guys, we don't know who has an offer in as the listing agent, so we don't know who to contact to sort of give you the heads up. So your heads up is going to be checking HUDHomestore.com every day. And speaking of that, did you know that you can go on there and set up an automatic safe search so it emails you the properties that you want it to email you every single day, every single morning, and it comes real, real early in the morning, because I have mine set up for Merced County, Santa Claus County, Mariposa County, Madera County, and San Joaquin County, because I do have an investor that is interested in any one of those areas, and I like to know every single day what's going on. And so they actually come right to my inbox. I don't even have to go in there and search it. So it's actually a really, really great feature that you can set up for yourself. And I believe that we did a broadcast on that a while back. If not, if you're not able to find that, please call me and I can walk you through that. And I know that Ray Ward at BOB Resources has done a training on that as well, too. And it really is a great little resource for agents and even for buyers. So keep that in mind. And there's also a HUDHomestore.com app. For iPhone and for Droid, and I actually have it on my iPhone as well. And I do check it every single morning as well to see if any of my properties, you know, were listed overnight. So a lot of great tools that HUD is providing for us as agents. So please be sure to utilize them, because you might be able to get in there and get the scoop on a property and get your client's offer back in, whereas they're no longer holding the backup offers. So those are the three major changes that HUD has enacted here in the last 90 days or so, and there may be some more changes down the horizon here in the future in 2014, but don't worry if there are. You will be the first to know after I'm notified. I will be doing trainings on them. So, again, those are the three major changes: the owner-occupied exclusive period, the buyer select, and the no more backup offers. So this is all minor tweaks to the HUD process that are really going to make a big difference in the way that we sell HUD homes. And I just wanted to mention, too, along with that buyer select, there's one other really important change that kind of falls under that. Excuse me for the cough there. It is that the EMD now comes to the listing agent or the local listing broker's office, and it's typically due within 48 business hours. So what that means is you no longer send the original EMD check down to BOB Resources with your package. You send the entire original package like you always have, but you just put a copy of the EMD check. And the original EMD check, it still needs to be a cashier's check or a postal money order, comes to, if it's one of my properties, it comes to my office here at Merced Homes Realty, 920 West 18th Street, Merced. Comes to my office, and we check it and make sure that it's accurate, and then we receipt it in, and we actually have to send a receipt to BOB Resources so that they can make sure that we are in possession of that EMD so that they can execute that contract. And then when the contract gets executed, we get another instruction from BOB Resources to release the EMD check to the title company. So then we then make arrangements to get the title, to get the check over to the title company, and then they receipt it in the escrow, and then we provide that, the title company will provide that to the buyer's agent, and we provide it to the seller as well. And, of course, we have a log tracking the EMD, showing when it comes in and when it goes out. So that's a major change as well, and I don't want people to forget about that, because it is really important, because BOB will actually contact us to make sure that we have the EMD before they execute the contract if they haven't received it from us, acknowledgement from us. So three major changes, and really under that buyer select, the EMD is a major change as well. So I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that. And as always, you know, we have the most up-to-date links on our website, MercedHomesRealty.com and BOBResources.com under Agent Resources. They have all the latest and greatest copies of the contracts, so you need to make sure that you're using the proper contracts as well. And you will also get an email from me when your offer gets accepted, as well as a phone call, just to make sure everything is on track and that you saw that your offer was accepted. And I will also send you the link with all the contracts and everything as well. So that is the latest and the greatest. I really, really appreciate everybody being here today. Again, it's Friday, December 20th. And next week for everybody, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for whatever holiday you celebrate. And I want everyone to be safe out there. And we sure have had some beautiful weather here in Central California. So we've been a little bit spoiled, but we do need the rain. So again, my name is Julie Cayley, Merced Homes Realty. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.